Network. I'm your host, Fierce Masson, and today is Friday, baby. It is Catfish Friday and French Toast Friday. Y'all know what's going down. Smackalicious good. Baby. Mama can show enough fry up some catfish and get down on some French toast. All up in here, broadcasting live from the Windy City, baby. It is a chilly out. It's chilly. It's not wet now, honey. It's cold. It's always cold in the Windy City. 24 degrees, but it's clear day. Clear day. It is February the 17th, 2023, 7:45 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8:45 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my sock, my money. You know I got to push it on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patwani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by GumbaRum. GumbaRum.com. That's GUBBARUM. GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors inside. Natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve. Chocolata, chocolata. Boom, boom, yeah. Honey, shut this going. Keep on walking. Let me tell you something all up in here. Steve Gum is the hardest working retirement I ever did see. Listen, I got some super bad music for you on tonight. Independent artist, Charlie Bucket, my darling. Listen, before I get into the music, I want you to get only into this. Why you on Facebook? You see words here. See that when the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. And I would greatly appreciate it. It's going to be slapping happy good. Listen, I'm going to do something real special on tonight. Got some inside Charlie Bucket in. Go do a beer slam on what, miss? Because it's Friday. Don't get all down with it, baby. Listen, do y'all know how to crack peanuts over the fire? If y'all ain't never had no roasted peanuts, I got something. Come on down to Mama's house. Come on down to Big Mama's house. Big Mama gonna show you how to roast some peanuts and crack it up like... And on it, we're gonna take it on down real good and real super bad. Listen, come on, Internet, what you gonna do for me all up in here? Listen, my darlings, your music is being heard all over the world. Yes, indeed. Tonight is independent artist Charlie Bucket. I got a real hot one for you. This one is called Gratitude. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Mama always got a life lesson. Listen, when you are grateful and thankful, honey, you know something? It really does lift your spirit. If you don't believe, Mama, just try it. Just try it, honey. If you say, you know, some people are such pessimists. Some people are really pessimistic. And so, listen, you know, I don't like pessimistic people because you know what that means? That means they see the worst of everything. Now, listen, I'm going to give you this lesson real quick, and then we'll get into the song, Gratitude, right? I had a friend. He ain't my friend no more. Now, let me tell you something. This particular friend did not understand why terrible things always happen to him. This is a true story. I cannot make this up. He would always say, I just don't understand why things always happen. Nothing goes my way. And he would always just complain. And I said, well, you know, what do you mean things never go your way? He says, well, things never go my way. And see, the way that I think about that, now this is what he actually says to me. He says, I expect the worst of everything. He says, I never expect anything good to happen with whatever I'm going to do. I don't look for the best. He says, this way I'm never disappointed. I says, Well, my God, Kevin, listen. I say, if you're expecting the worst of everything, that is what you're going to get. I said, listen, the universe works this way. It's called principle. Listen, see, there's a law and principle of everything. There is a cause and effect to everything. Whatever you're thinking, believe it or not, it actually works. Whether you believe it or not, it works. So listen, his belief system was this. I expect the worst of everything so I won't be disappointed. And in reality, every day he's always disappointed because he gets what he expects. So listen, I explained to him, I said, listen, you've got to change the way that you're thinking. You got to shift the way that you're thinking. Because if you keep expecting the worst of everything, the universe is going to deliver to you every single time the worst of everything that you keep thinking that you're going to get. I said, well, now, how are you going to change your life if you keep thinking that you're not going to get the best of everything? You don't ever expect the best outcome. I say, listen, you got to change your thinking. You got to change your thinking. You got to expect the best. He says, I tried that. When I expect the best of everything, I never get the best of everything. I always get the worst. I says, well, listen, you're not going to get the best every single time. But listen, you got to develop a belief system that is going to work out in your behalf. And when it doesn't, you have to think this way. When something does not work out to your benefit, you got to believe, trust, and know that God, the higher power, which is God. I know some people say higher power, but I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. So listen, you got to believe that God is working it out to your good, even when you think that it's not, because he knows the best that can happen for you, even when you can't, because our minds are finite, right? We can only think so far. God can see way ahead, right? So if he delivers to you something that you didn't expect, believe me, it's still the best outcome for you at that moment. Maybe he will deliver it to you later on down the road when it's a better time for you. God can see far ahead than you. And so I explained this to him. He says, well, maybe so. And I says, I can't take this, you know, because your negativity and you're being pessimistic about everything. I mean, he lived his life this way every single day, expecting the worst of everything. And what is the moral of the story? You got to have gratitude. You got to expect good. You got to expect great things. You got to elevate your thinking, right? You got to elevate. No matter what, even when things don't work out, because things not always 100% work out our way, right? And so we got to believe and trust and know that God is in control and handling it and giving us the good that he knows that is best for us. Now listen, this song is called Gratitude. We got to be grateful. Even when it doesn't work out, this is God. I know that you know what's best for me. I know that you're delivering what I need at this particular time, in this particular moment for my current situation. So listen, this is Gratitude, independent artist Charlie Bucket.
Hey, Charlie, what are you thankful for?
Thanks to the smiling morning sun. Thanks waking up with my honey bun. Thanks when I'm outside walking my dog. Thanks to my neighbor on his morning jog. Thanks for my coffee and pancakes. Thanks to it all for goodness sakes. Thanks to the water that comes from the shower. Thanks to some taking back my power. Everybody please give thanks with me. There's something that I want you to see. You can feel peaceful and free if you truly wish to be. Open your mouth and shout it out. Giving thanks is what it's all about. Pass it on from me to you. Now you know just what to do. Thanks to my face, I see the reflection. Thanks to my phone for giving direction. Thanks for my homies in the hood. I'm in the groove now, I'm vibing real good. Thanks to the bird that waits from the sky. Wind in my hair as I watch it dance by. thanks as I set off enjoying the day. Can't work too hard, this kid must play. Everybody please give thanks with me. There's something that I want you to see. You can feel peaceful and free if you truly wish to be. Grab your baby by the hand, I'll make castles from the sand. If you're feeling good, then you're doing it right. And if you're not, well, you'll soon see the light. Thanks to Stella for rolls in the grass. Thanks to Melissa's fine round sand. Thanks to my footprints in the sand. Thanks to the ring that's on my hand. Thanks to the Lord, thanks to the light. Thanks to that afternoon delight. Thanks to the wind, thanks to the rain. I even give thanks for my past pain. Everybody please give thanks with me. There's something that I want you to see. You can feel peaceful and free if you truly wish to be. Grab your baby by the hand, make castles from the sand. If you're feeling good, you're doing it right. And if you're not, then hold on tight. Hold on tight. Hold on tight. Mama for giving me life. Thanks to Melissa for being my wife. Thanks to my friends for all the support. Thanks when I take a whiskey snort. Thanks to the struggles, thanks to the fear. Thanks to the things that brought me here. Thanks to my brothers and my dad. And every last thing that's made me sad. Everybody please give thanks with me. Something that I want you to see. You'll be living genuinely if you truly wish to be. Open your mouth and shout it out. Giving thanks is what it's all about. Pass it on from me to you. Now you know just what to do. Thanks to the journey and the destination. Thanks life's a permanent vacation. Thanks when I'm in a grouchy mood. Poof, it's gone, now I'm good. Thanks to the birds that wave from the sky. Wind in my hair as I watch it dance by. Thanks as I start off enjoying the day. Clearly into feeling gay. Thanks to my life when it's moving fast. Thanks to love cause I know it can last. Thanks to my life when it's moving slower. Thanks to Brooke when she asked me to show her. Thanks to the world that's spinning by. Thanks to myself, cause I don't have to try. Thanks for my lunch and the company too. Thanks cause I'm sitting next to you.
I wanna be thankful too, Charlie.
Remember, Brooke, we are the music makers and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Now, y'all know what? Let me tell you something. I love that song. That is Gratitude by independent artist Charlie Bucky. Y'all know how I am. Y'all know something about to come down. Listen, that song is a PBS special. PBS special. You know, I don't know if there is a video to this song, but listen, I would really make a really, really nice music video for this song, and you know, because this song is really great. It has a whole lot of meaning in it. And get it played on PBS television. You know, you can do public broadcasting. This song would be really great. You know, the audience is great, and they will love it, love it, love it. They will support this artist, support what he does, support his music, because He is really motivational. He's inspirational, and he's giving out positive vibes. You hear what I'm saying up in here? So listen, that song is like PBS all over the place. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how it works with PBS, but he could easily get the video on PBS. Really good. So listen, and there's a lot of different channels and a lot of different avenues to get a video like that on different places. Just ask me. Just ask me, and I will tell you. I will tell you. So listen. I love that song. That is just, ooh, that's the boss song. It's really a mantra. It should be all of our mantras. You know, why is it not everybody in the world happy people? People should be happy. You know, so much is going on in the world, and I think everybody should have this song for real, on the top of their playlist and make it their daily mantra, you know, to be thankful. He's being thankful for everything in the song, even the bad stuff. Did you hear? Even in the bad times, he's saying thanks for it. He's saying thank you for the grouchy mood, and thank you that it, poof, it's gone. So listen, that's the way we got to think. It's just too much that's going on. There's a lot of heavy and negative energy that's coming in on us because there's a lot that's going on in the world, right? And so we got to have, what do we have to do? We have to raise the bar. We have to raise our level of positive vibes, positive thinking. Listen, we got to do this for ourselves. And I'm telling you something. Listen, the first place to raise it is in the Word of God. Listen here, let me tell you. Read your scripture, read your word some way, somehow. Listen, I don't care if you get on the internet, just Google John 3:16. Read that. You know, read John 16, read Psalms, 27th Psalm, read the 23rd Psalm. Listen, read Proverbs 31. If you're a young lady, you don't know how to be a virtuous woman, read Proverbs 31. Listen, let me tell you something. If you're looking, I don't know why I'm getting ready to say this. If you are a lady and you're single and you're looking for a mate for life and you don't know what's wrong, why you're not receiving, why you're not pulling in that person, read and study Proverbs 31, because Proverbs 31 is about a virtuous woman. Listen, a virtuous woman has a lot of different attributes about her. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Some women got a husband, and they sure ain't no Proverbs 31 woman. They got the husband a whole different other kind of way. So listen, let me tell you something. Be a virtuous woman so you can get an astute man, a man that is of great magnitude. Listen, if you're a great woman, God will give you a great man, right? If you are a special woman, God will give you a special man, right? He's got to make and mold both of you until you're ready. You got to stay in the oven until you're done, right? So let me tell you something. If you're single, listen to me real good. If you're single and you're wanting a life, I'm not talking about a life partner where you ain't married. I'm talking about a life partner where I do, you know, where you're saying I do and you're doing it God's way. So listen, you got to stay in the oven until you're done. What do I mean by that? You got to stay there until your character is done. You got to stay there until your personality is done. You got to stay there until all the ways that God wants you to be is done. Listen, he's got you on a timer, honey. He's got you on a timer, young lady. He's got you on a timer. And listen, your clock might be setting at 59. You're getting ready to click 60, and it's time to be done. God's going to take you out of the oven. Then you got to, you know, go down the brick road where you're supposed to go and be at that place, be at the brook called there. There's a scripture where the raven, God sends a raven. He feeds one of his prophets by the river. He says, go to a place called there, and he's going to feed you. So listen, God will have you set up at the right time, the right place to meet the right person, right? So listen. I gave all that to you for free. So listen, ladies, study and read Proverbs 31. You know what will happen. You may start out not believing, but listen, let me tell you something. You read Proverbs 31 for 31 days. It will change your heart. It will change you from the inside out, right? It will help you. It's going to raise your consciousness, first of all, because you're taking it in. You're taking it in into your spirit, right? And it's going to change the way that you think, right? So listen, do that for 31 days. Take that pill. Take that prescription. Take that spiritual prescription. Proverbs 31 for 31 days. Listen, I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on out of here. Thank you, Charlie Bucket, for delivering such great positivity on today. I am out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.